1, 2. Live music here in the studio. Let's turn up some microphones here.
So we got our lines situated.
Strangled Darlings are here. George and Jessica just drove out from the state of Vermont today.
Yeah. Which is a state of mind. Well protected by the Connecticut River. It's not easy getting from Vermont to New Hampshire.
There's also like a mountain road there.
So you guys are not from Vermont.
No, I'm from Portland, Oregon. And I lived there most of my life until 3 years ago. So
she's a, yeah.
West Coaster, I guess.
She's a, yeah, she's from the she's a representative.
Yeah, I'm an emissary. Yeah, emissary. From Portlandia.
Right, she's part of that whole thing.
That whole thing.
So if, you know, she corrects you, it's because you have to be part of the library community.
Right, you have to,
you know, explain that later.
Be right.
So what brought you guys out here from there?
We had a lot of overdue library fines, really. Hundreds of
yeah,
dollars.
In Portland, it's not acceptable. You either pay or you leave.
There's no extradition treaty.
And we weren't composting.
Well, yeah, that's true. Our worms died and we couldn't compost anymore.
Our worms died. No, I don't know. We got this song that we're going to do right now explains how we got here, which is because of Walmart. So the difference between us, we used to be Portland people who would never go to Walmart, and now we stay at Walmart for tours. So yeah. this is a description of the transformation of cocktail sipping Portlanders, Northeast and Southeast.
It's also a good place to park.
Never Northwest. But yeah.
No, really. To answer directly, we moved into an RV and
I was seeing how long
and started
we do
touring.
That for.
Yeah, we could go on forever, serious. And no one would have any idea what we had said. We moved into a motorhome in 2014 and started touring the country. And the only place you can park and not really get hassled, and where it's relatively safe and flat, is Walmart. It's also free. That's important. You can park other places, but you have to pay. And we don't have a
it
lot of money
us
to pay.
5 minutes to mention it was free.
It was,
I think it's
free,
important. Or whatever the timer says
even.
Down there.
There's a lot of Walmarts. Let's anyway, do Walmarts don't exist in Portland. They're not allowed by some code of ethics by Portlanders. But there are a lot
It'll
of Walmarts
they got
in the
a
rest
hole.
Of America.
They punched a hole in Vermont. It happened.
Yeah, there's a couple in Vermont now.
Sadly, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we're in New Hampshire.
So now I know a lot about Walmarts.
Anyway, we're explaining why New Hampshire got it right, actually. Because you got Walmart, right?
We do, yeah.
All right, it's going to all become clear at the end of this. You want me to?
In the and world.
Strangled Darlings for you once again here on Out of the Woods. And we have electric instruments in the studio this time around, which is a sort of a first, more or less.
Oh, yeah?
For the show, yeah.
Oh, God, someone's going to write in Judas. And then there's a Wikipedia page.
Well, George's mandolin is truly a really nice acoustic mandolin. He just put a pickup on it, a humbucker pickup. So
she says that, like, people now aren't going to be pissed. But it's true. This is a nice, good... sort of bluegrass mandolin that was custom made and all that. And then I got tired of doing that, like, you know. And so you can only do so much of that before you know.
I know. Do something else.
Yeah, that's right. You got to start raking leaves or do something else. Yeah.
And I have this custom built 6-string instrument. It's based on an electric cello, but it's not played like a cello. So I call it a tenor bass. It's got 4 strings in the middle that are tuned like a cello, and then a low F and a high E. It was built in Portland, Oregon by Todd Milette at Portland Fretworks. I'm not sponsored or anything, but he's a good guy if you need your instruments repaired out in Oregon.
And to describe it to the listeners, that the body looks about like a violin. It's about the same size as a violin, or like a viola or something.
I'd go viola.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is a dainty thing.
It is, with a full guitar-sized neck on it. And 6 strings. Pretty cool. Very cool.
I think it's like a +2 mage killer or something, isn't it?
It's
like
a chimera, I think, or something.
You can totally whack someone on that. Anywho, should we try a song?
Sure thing. Strangled Darlings are here, folks.
This is called Buckets of Sand.
break my heart in a frozen meeting. I'd rather be lost to all of man. I can feel true devotion. I'm a heretic with a secret notion. I can feel the touch of your dead hand. Buckets of sand. Buckets of sand. Buckets of sand. Buckets of sand. Thank you.
Strangled Darlings once again for you here on Out of the Woods. And
that's a new one too. These are, several of these are new songs, by the way.
And you call that Buckets of Sand?
Yeah, that was written definitely in Vermont. I can tell you exactly. I was walking in the woods. There's like a... That's the sound of me... That backbeat is the sound of me walking. Or whatever. In my head. Footsteps. And this is true, but it won't make any sense, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is literally from The Big Lebowski during the scene when he's having a montage and he's floating through the bowling alley and he's walking down and the tools are swinging. That's the beat of that song. I know. It doesn't make sense. Just go watch the video. You'll see. I don't have a web link for that, but... All right. Sorry. What are we doing?
Well, you have to do it for the video.
Oh, we're talking and playing songs.
Oh, I switched too early.
No,
to Aquaman.
It's okay. Just
okay. We'll do it at the end.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Then let me switch back.
He has a new instrument. It's a mandola, which is like a big mandolin. But I'm not always sure. I did the set list. Which song is played on which instrument? And I did an oops and put the wrong song with the wrong instrument, or the right song with the wrong instrument. Or I don't know how you articulate that exactly.
I don't know how many double mandolin bands there are, but it's a total pain in the butt to because it's like there's no abbreviation for. You can put a capital M, but it looks like a small M, and then Ola.
You go M-N or M-A.
But then
you'd use two letters.
I think actually that's why guitar and bass took over, because people were like, I can't deal with it.
G and B.
G and B at least are different letters.
Yeah.
And they're in the same chord.
And if you feel like D for drums, if you want.
Right. But M and M, it's not helpful. I think they went into a food restaurant
a new business. Theory of the modern band setup.
Should we do Chase Your World first or Racing?
Yeah, Chase Your World.
Okay. This is about the internet.
Thank you.
drugs that I can grow. Don't sell me your prescription show. Don't fix my heart and take me for a ride. Don't try and sell me what I need. Don't make me part of your TV. I do my shit in strictly real time.
Strangled Darlings for you here on Out of the Woods. And yeah, nice stuff. New one.
That's about shopping on the internet.
No, oh, that's appropriate. This we time do, of year.
We do a lot, yeah, buying on the internet. We're so focused on shopping this set. It must be the Christmas season.
Yeah. Strangled Darlings are here, folks. We're going to take a quick little break for station identification. And we'll be right back after this.
Bye-bye.